This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The pitch is on the way. Strike three call. The game is over. Fastball on the inside quarter. Duran is out, and the Astros have won it 4-3. Duran gives the home plate umpire Nick Marley an earful.
And you hear the disappointment in Eric Nadell's voice on your home for Rangers baseball. That is because 3 of 4 was right there sitting on Jack Leiter's no hit right arm heading into the seventh inning, and then everything fell apart. Let's talk about the very eventful series and everything else with one of the voices of the Rangers, Jared Sandler, joining us live on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. Good morning. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Did everything turn yesterday with that Chris Martin injury?
Well, I guess I don't like to put on the umps. I'm not putting it on the umps. I think the non-strike three call to Cam Smith that extended the at bat was a turning point. And then when Chris Martin gets hurt, it just Robert Garcia gets as much time as he needs, but. I've talked to so many pitchers who've been in that spot, and you've got 40,000 people staring at you while you warm up, and the game is waiting on you. It just, those guys always talk about how, it's really tough to figure out how warm you need to get in that spot, because it's not, it's not a normal routine, get loose situation. That really was tough. They obviously wanted Chris Martin in that spot. They were going to save Robert Garcia either for later on or maybe go right from Martin to Luke Jackson, depending on, how things played out. They had Robert Garcia throw the day before, and he threw well. Unfortunately, he made, one pitch to Isak Paredes that he was able to take advantage of. But that whole eighth inning was it was kind of wonky. It started with two bloop hits for the Astros. And then obviously Paredes hit the home run that just barely got out. And then in the bottom of the eighth, the Rangers had three hard outs that all, more often than not going to turn into hits. But, when the Astros have Chaz McCormick in left and Jake Meyers in center, those are two of the better defensive outfielders in Major League Baseball. And they made some big time plays in a critical part of the game.
Jared, after Leiter gave up the home run to lose the no-hitter, and then he got the very next out on four pitch, I thought it was a great at-bat for him, being able to lose the no-no in a home run fashion and then just mentally just get right back to it. What was your thought on bringing him back out for the eighth that they actually did bring him out?
I didn't have a thought. He had 70-something pitches.
Because he's been ish third time through the order this year, right?
Yeah, but he looked great. I mean, he gave up a home run on a pitch that wasn't even – right. I looked. It's like that ball when swung at in that location is a home run less than 1% of the time in Major League Baseball over the last 5 years. So, he had allowed one hit through seven innings. I can almost hear Chuck Cooperstein calling you an absolute dummy for asking that question, RJ, right? Like, is that not?
But that's the way the game is now. That's the way the game is.
No, but RJ, I'm not saying I feel that way. Like, because I asked Eric and Matt. We had our post game roundtable. Like, guys, some people are going to ask, what are your thoughts on bringing Jack Leiter out for the eighth? And Eric kind of gave me a look like, why are you asking that? And I mean, I'm asking it because I think fans are asking that question, right? But I agree. I mean, I bring him out. You also are dealing with a bullpen that, you use Chris Martin the night before, you use Robert Garcia, Luke Jackson hadn't yet pitched. If you can get another inning, and here's the deal too. Again, he gave up two blue pits. I mean, you know, if we want to play the numbers, we want to look at stuff. I mean, he gave up weak contact. That's all he can do. He can't control whether that weak contact ends up in a glove or ends up on the grass, right? That's out of his control as a pitcher. But it'd be one thing if he came in there and they were just, you know, they ripped two balls in the gap and it's like, oh, yeah, he's lost it. Should have pulled the trigger. But that wasn't the case. So I had no issue with it. At the end of the day, they just didn't execute, when Robert Garcia came in there and, you know, in that final at bat, you know, he got the first two outs, but unable to get that third one. And, you know, that's just the way the game goes. But I don't have any issue with Jack Leiter going back out for the eighth, even though obviously the Rangers didn't win the game.
Jared Sandler here on The Fan. How do you handle the no hitter on air and online?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's your responsibility as a broadcaster to explain what's going on. Now that doesn't mean you need to every 2 seconds say no hitter, no hitter, no hitter, no hitter. But, maybe once during the inning and when you're going to break or when you're coming back, whatever. What if someone's tuning in and, you know, they just got in the car. I mean, it's your responsibility to talk about. Now you can talk about it in a number of ways. Hey, he is not allowed to hit through six innings. Doesn't have to be the phrase no hitter. You look at the H column for the Astros and there's a donut, there are a lot of different ways to talk about it. I just, unless someone can provide data or evidence that shows me that my voice from the press box or the broadcast booth or Eric's or Matt's or any other broadcasters impacts the action, then that's not going to change. And the other thing is, I think we all take cues from the late Vin Scully, and Vin Scully, would rip a broadcaster and you know what, if they decided that they felt like they were so a part of it and powerful that their words would jinx an event like a no hitter. So I kind of take cues from the late Vin Scully.
Jared Sandler joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Jared, there's obviously been inconsistencies and struggles with the offense throughout the season. Trying to look for ways that it could turn around a little bit. Are you feeling like with the way Jock Peterson's been able to get on base lately and getting the home run over the weekend and seemingly hitting the ball pretty hard lately, do you feel like Jock Peterson's getting closer to being the guy that they thought they were getting when they signed him?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, and the getting on base is a great step in the right direction, but, you know, getting base hits in this game is, and maybe we talked about it a few weeks ago, but getting base hits in this game is as hard as it's, you know, ever been. I mean, the league batting average is like .242 this year or something like that. So walks are great, right? I'm a big fan of the walk because I'm a big fan of on base, but we also need some slug. You know, you need some slug to have success. You either need to walk as a team a ton, like you need to be top five in the leagues and walks in the league and walks, or you got a slug. And the Rangers right now are kind of, you know, as they have turned things around the last couple weeks, it's been more slug based than walk based, but they are demonstrating more patience. But I want to see more of what we saw from Jock the other night when he hit the ball over the fence, because, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, Jock can get on base. That's good. But, you know, you brought him here to mash the baseball. And, you know, the Rangers, obviously, they've gotten Jock going. Now they need to get Marcus Semien going. And it's just tough. He's, you know, obviously you want to believe in the person because he works his tail off. But, the results just haven't been there for Marcus. And as the Rangers have gotten things going, to Marcus's credit, you can tell just with his approach, he's making some changes. His patience has improved tremendously. I think he still leads the team in walks. So he's not chasing. He's not going up there and just, you know, being a free swinger. He is still aggressive and he will still swing at the first pitch. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. The hitters typically have a lot of success on the first pitch. But, they've gotten Jock going in the right direction. Want to see, you know, more slug. But they really need to get Marcus Semien going desperately.
Is it just obvious? Do you believe that Chris Young knows and thinks himself that this group is not going to get it done offensively to go along with this amazing starting staff and that a move is going to have to be made?
Well, yeah, you know, he's always said this is a, you know, results-oriented business. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think in that applies in one way to, hey, it doesn't matter what the names are on the back. I mean, if you're not producing, you're not producing. And now that means something different for everyone, right? If Ezekiel Duran's not producing after a few weeks, that's going to, you know, be a little bit treated a little bit differently than if, you know, Marcus Simeon isn't producing after, you know, a month and a half. And they're business reasons as to why, there's track record reasons as to why, but at the end of the day, I mean, I think Chris Young right now, if the trade deadline was approaching at the end of this month, then yeah, I think you would see them try to get a bat or two, or you know, someone that's going to try and, you know, change the calculus of this lineup. So yeah, there's no doubt about it. Now there is the financial component, because if ownership is firm on staying below the first luxury tax apron, then anyone that they acquire in a trade, they've got to make sure that, you know, financially they're still in a position to do that, to stay below, if that is a mandate. Now, if they're willing to go above that first apron, all right, that could change things a little bit. So there are some obstacles, you know, in place financially. Doesn't mean that there aren't guys out there who are cheap or maybe some money that can be exchanged, but that is one challenge. It's not that the Rangers don't have the, you know, the resources to make acquisitions. It's just a matter of, you know, what is the money mandate for this front office? What are and are they not allowed to do from a financial standpoint in trying to add talent to this roster?
Jared, Boone told us that he's just observing, you know, to start. Fans love to point to maybe a change that he has brought. Is there, I mean, it's hard to quantify, it's only been a handful of games, but has there been anything that you've noticed that's been different with the offense since he's come over?
Yeah, it's tough to know. You're right, RJ. I mean, I do think he's, you know, he's having conversations with guys, and I think that there is a mental component. I think there is when you've got a guy, a coach, and a coach with his track record, maybe that means something, maybe the track record doesn't, but he is in the position of coach, right? So in theory, hitters, players are going to listen to him. And when things have not been going well, I think players are more inclined to listen to a new voice. And so, you know, he has a great opportunity here the first few weeks to establish whatever is most important to him. And it just seems like, and you guys have talked to him, you know, for the last few years, but, you know, the mental side is big, right? There's an understanding that, you know, players are different physically, you know, one guy to the next, but, I just get the sense that he really wants to simplify things for these guys and, you know, have them go to the plate with, you know, their mind filled with the right things and not, you know, trying to pass a math test. And it's not that the prep isn't important and the data is not important and understanding the numbers is not important. It is, but I mean, you go up in the box against, you know, we've talked about stepping into the arena, right? And it's, you know, kind of like a gladiator battle and just, it's you versus the other guy. You don't have time to think. Right? You don't have time to think when there's 98 coming your way or an 87-mile-an-hour slider, you know, and a guy that also maybe has a third pitch that's in the, you know, in the mid to high 70s range. I mean, it's the tools, the weapons that these pitchers have these days, it's harder than ever. And so I think he's, you know, in talking to some guys, he's done a great job of just simplifying things. Now, the Rangers, since Brett Boone's arrival, have started to hit the home run ball as well as anyone in Major League Baseball. Is that because of Brett Boone, or is that just because there's a regression to the mean for a lineup full of big boppers who just were not hitting the ball over the fence? You know, that's tough to say, but at the end of the day, you know, I do think that his approach in combination with some of the work the other hitting coaches who are still on staff are doing kind of come together and build this complete pie that hopefully will result in, you know, much more consistent success offensively. Because Bobby, you know, Bobby asked it earlier about the offense, and yeah, things are starting to turn, but, you know, it's still not where you think that this group can be. And they've got to get there if they want to, yeah, maybe not win the division, because this does not seem to be a division that's going to have anyone run away with it up to now. But if they want to do what they did in 2023, this offense has got to get a lot better.
We got a minute left. Why are you fighting with Astro fans?
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, rivalries are fun, right? Sports are fun. And so, Would I do it if it was like a Rockies person? No. I mean, there's not a rivalry. They suck. Like, it's not. But this is fun. And, you know, I Brian McTaggart is one of these beat writers who, like, plays the beat writer body armor. Like, oh, I'm not a fan. I'm a beat writer. Oh, shut up, dude. I mean, you clearly get paid for impressions, which good for you. There's nothing wrong with that. But to identify that there were Astros chants, let's go Astros chants, nothing wrong with that either. But to say it Dykin North, it's just one of my biggest issues with Astros fans and Astros writers, I guess. Baseball existed before 2017 when the Astros began this unbelievable run. And I just remember, I said this on the postgame show, but I remember going to a couple games at Minute Maid Park where there was like no, there weren't Astros fans there. And it just, it's funny the way that Astros fans feel like they invented baseball in 2017. It's not, there was no baseball in the 1800s. There was no baseball in the 19th. Baseball started in 2017. So yeah, you're on this, you have this incredible dynasty and you travel well. That's what happens when you win. And they've been unbelievable since 2017. Right, no one's doubting that. But the Rangers did go down to Houston and kick their ass in 2023. The Astros didn't win a single game at home in that 7-game series. Now the Rangers didn't win a game at home either. But you know, that happened. Let's not forget about that, and let's not forget about what existed 15 years ago when the Astros didn't even have fans. And that's going to change, right? You know, their dynasty is not going to extend. They're not going to win the division this year. You can save this. You can roast me if they win the division on, you know, September 30th or October 1st or whatever. But they're not going to win the division. They're not that good of a team. And that's part of why it's so frustrating the Rangers didn't take 3 or 4, because they swept a really crappy team in the Rockies. They had a chance to take 3 or 4 from a very average team in the Astros, and they gave that away.
Thank you, brother. Have a good trip to New York.
See you guys.
Jared Sandler here on 105 Through the Fan. The Stars Party continues, and it's a new Music Monday. Our brand new segment next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
22 seconds left on the power play. Marchman Tosses it off the chest of Hellebuck. Played to the corner by Pionk. Circling that second. Harley!
And that was quick into overtime, taking advantage of the penalty that did not result in a penalty shot, but it did give the Dallas Stars the power play that allows Thomas Harley to send them to the Western Conference Finals for the third straight year.
Oh, baby.
And the Oilers await.
The Oilers await, and this was a great hockey game. The goalies, they were on one, took a power play late. The first power play, it was a clean game. Refs did a great job staying out of it. They get it into the overtime. Stars able to get the power play goal and win it, but that was a fantastic hockey game, and now it is the Oilers, like you said, and then Edmonton. I mean, they've been to three of the last four conference finals, so it's been a kind of a wild ride for both of these teams the last couple of years.
We've talked about the goaltenders a lot. We got to talk about Pete DeBoer. I'm trying to remember whose tweet it was.
Mine.
It was dumb. So yeah, I probably
Peyton's.
It wasn't. A guy said, man, it seems like there's just like seven coaches in hockey. And I agree with that. Someone just got rehired at Tocket.
Yeah.
I'm like, I see that name all the time. And we need to stop down on Pete DeBoer for a little bit and talk about his greatness. I think someone said he's made like six of the seven last conference finals and been fired twice. It's something of weird, a stat out there about hockey coaches. But this was, and we know the Game 7 greatness, like 9-0 as of late. And this is DeBoer after making it to another one.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we're halfway, right? it sure feels like we've been through a lot. But, you know, that's the beauty of the NHL playoffs. I mean, we'll take a couple days. I think we got a lot left. I think, you know, I've said it here. I think we've got something special going on. We're going to have to prove it again. You know, we've been to this spot the last 2 years and haven't taken the next step. So that's the challenge.
So there's DeBoer. Here it is, too. It says, Pete DeBoer has made the Western Conference Finals six out of the last 7 years and has been fired twice. And he is getting also a ton of praise. Mark Scheifele was a humongous storyline. Jamie Benn punching him in the face. Benn getting fined $5,000. And then Stars fans donating 55 for 55 charities that Mark supports after the news came out before the game that his father passed away. He was also involved in the trip that gave the eventual, and it was, I did feel for him watching him in the penalty box when things ended.
Yeah,
it's
of
like,
course.
All right, there's the penalty that ends your season.
Of course. I mean, you do feel bad for a fleeting moment. Then you realize that you're winning and you're moving on and they're going home. They're going back to Canada. Listen, the best thing for them is that it's almost the only livable time of year in Canada, which is the summer, right? Where it'll be relatively...
Well, it's 100 degrees there, apparently.
It was 100 degrees there, apparently. But DeBoer's been fantastic here. He had a knock where it was, you know, he came in, and the teams that he had, San Jose and Vegas and the Devils, they were great early, and then they got progressively a little bit worse as they went on. That's not the case here. The Stars have been great since he got here, and they've maintained that level. So we'll see what happens here. They obviously have... a tough test with Edmonton, and Edmonton has, you know, obviously beat them last year, and the Stars have lost a couple of these in the West Finals, Vegas, and then Edmonton, of course.
It'd be nice to get a short series. I heard this number recently, and I was like, let me go look and see exactly what it was. So do you know how many of their series recently, the Stars playoff series, have gone to minimum six games?
All of them?
21 out of their last 22 playoff series have gone to at least six games. They don't finish anybody. The last time they were consistently finishing off teams like where they had a stretch of like four or five game series was 05-06.
I bet that's hockey, though.
No, it's not. Like, if you go back and look through it, I looked through it, and that was the thing about the note. It's not as consistent as basically 20 series in a row.
Well,
that's
a lot. You can't win game ones, you know, but you end up winning the series. That takes off a game there. So, that's just how it is.
Yeah, it's just because, you know, hockey is like, a lot of these series are going six. I mean, it's so difficult to string together dominant performances. It's not like the NBA where you're just the better team. You're the better team.
Well, I'm sure there's stats.
I'm sure there are.
To settle the debate. How many end in five, six, seven? I'm sure there are percentages that Bobby will have here momentarily, or Grok will have.
By the way, Money Puck said 84% the other night for the Stars. So the Stars should have won that one easy. Shouldn't have gone overtime.
Wow.
Maybe. Pete DeBoer also making fans fall in love with him with his personal statement after winning the series.
Condolences to Mark Scheifele and his family. I consider myself a Kitchener guy. He's a you know, his family's from Kitchener, you know, the just courageous, you know, what he did tonight. And I'm sure, you know, his dad would have been really proud of him and what he did. And, you know, and I'm sure his dad would have wanted him there. So tough night for him and anybody in the hockey world, you know, that has been in a situation like that. So hats off to him, you know, a courageous young man.
So there's Pete DeBoer being classy after the Dallas Stars move on. Game one, 7 p.m.
Oh, yes!
At the AAC home ice advantage.
For sound the, like Reema over there.
For the rest of the postseason. It is the new segment. It is a new Music Monday.
I'm Casey Kasem. Coming up next are the three biggest hits of the year.
Yep, it is time for New Music Monday. We got three new songs. This is a weak collection this week.
Is that AI Casey or is that real Casey?
No, that was real Casey. That was real Casey counting down the top 100 songs.
But a dog dying.
1977. Hopefully it wasn't Scooby-Doo. That was what he was on, Casey Kasem. He was Shaggy. All right, we've got New Music Monday. We've got three new songs here from big artists, and they're I got to say, I'm not a big fan of any of these, including your boy. Your boy's in this collection here. Morgan Wallen is in this. He had a big release last week. And I think that we've gotten better before. Let's start off with song number one here, Peyton, which this first song that we have is from Rihanna. It's the, you remember I've told you before, one of my least favorite songs is that, ooh, move your body, girl, make that. Yeah. It's 3 minutes of repeating the same thing. That's what Rihanna has released here in Friend of Mine from the new Smurfs soundtrack.
I like it.
I'm going to do you a favor. That's the song for 3 straight minutes.
Oh,
it's that for 3 minutes.
That's catchy. It can't be the 3 minutes, though.
This is 10 p.m. in the club.
Oh, yeah,
this is out at a rave.
Yeah.
That's what that song is. Maybe.
Glow sticks out there.
Yes. But you're sitting there, you're day drinking on a Sunday, or you're night.
It starts catchy.
It's catchy, but you can't be that for 3 minutes of that, no.
That's going to be a bit of a beatdown. All right, we got Sexy Red, very, very popular budding artist, out there with Snoop Dogg. We've got a combo platter now. This is the new song, Me and OG Snoop. Driving.
It's just me and OG Snoop, he in the lick, I'm in that boot. I'm a blood, he a crib, he say cuz I say Snoop.
Flying down, hit him up, catch him slipping, wet him up. Sexy Red, let's get this bread, come on girl, gon' f*** it up.
What's the word, what's the move, let me know what you want.
I like it. You don't like it?
That's all right.
I like this too.
You can absolutely stank face to this, absolutely.
What's that?
The beat is fine. I'm not about Sexy Red. I'm not about modern day Snoop either. Modern day Snoop is just, he's gone the way of a lot of these guys who like, they soften up and they go, all right, let me mass produce wine and jump on any track possible.
God forbid, be an entrepreneur, make money.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not crazy about the production. It's catchy. It's catchy. I'm sure like the bass pumps, but man. I'm out on it. Now, here's the other one. This is the big one from over the week. This is the much-anticipated Morgan Wallen release. He has a new album out. And this is the big money-making single, apparently, with Tate
McRae. I haven't gone down the album, Rab. I haven't listened to the album. I only listened to that one song last week. We didn't love it.
No. He's starting to sound the same in all his stuff.
It's his voice. His voice will start to do that. So I haven't gone down the album.
His voice will start to sound the same.
It's just, he's become a caricature of himself now, right?
Yes.
So I got to have to go back.
And I don't like him personally, so that's playing in my mind.
He's a jerk.
He's a punk. He absolutely is.
You could see it during
the
Caleb Presley sit down in those amazing interviews, Sunday conversations, and I'm just like, you're an ass.
Yeah, he is.
Like, you look like a little punk.
He is, with that little rat haircut of his, too.
He's a top five chair thrower, though, I think.
He is. This is okay. I've come to expect a little bit more, though, from Morgan Wallen. This is What I Want with Tate McRae.
Now you ain't gonna hurt me tonight, and it won't be the worst thing. If this is all it is, and in the middle of a kiss, she said, you don't want this heart, boy, it's already broke. Told me everything she touched just goes up in smoke.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Sorry.
I like,
it's better than the other one.
I'm used to usually there's like
There's like a grittiness.
He needs to be faster.
Yeah, like this little. It's like a softening. It's a reimagining of Morgan Wallen that I'm not loving.
Yeah,
right now.
We don't need an image change with him. We need him to be
keep
the bad
throwing
boy
chairs,
again.
Baby.
Yes, keep throwing chairs, man.
New Music Monday every week with Sean and RJ 105 through the Fan. Eric Teofalo says they just ended their run, but Bobby Belt says the San Francisco 49ers just got a steal with their Dak deal. B-Lo, the Belt, next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Oh, the 49ers window, has it closed? No, it just opened up because they got themselves a steal. At quarterback, Brock Purdy gets his extension done. First off, it is a 5-year, $265 million deal that comes out to $53 million annually. Just initial thoughts, though, on higher, lower than you thought, right about where it was going to be. What are your thoughts on the Brock Purdy extension?
That's in the Trevor Lawrence, Jared Goff, 53-ish territory. That's a fine number.
She's better than both. So,
well, I'll give you the numbers per year. 60, which a lot of people are making fun of the Cowboys again for taking it to 60 and not having anyone come really, really close to it. Mm-hmm. So, like, outbidding yourself, that's the joke over social media. Burrow, 55. Josh Allen, 55. Jordan Love, 55. Lawrence, 55. Tua, 53. Purdy, 53. Goff, 53. So, the topics to this discussion for me were... Number one, is Purdy worth it? Number two, did Kyle Shanahan say, I can just create another one? We don't have to do this. The secret to our team over the years has been the awesome balanced roster. And that has been what it's been. Was Kyle Shanahan's ego and mind going to win out in replacing Brock Purdy? I was then wondering, who else is going to try to be like Tom Brady and take less? Was Purdy going to be that guy? Was Dak going to do it the second time around? Both answers, a resounding no. But the most important thing is what Eric Chiafalo, I think, said on the G-Bag Nation when he goes, okay, hopefully this slams the door shut on San Francisco as their GM and owner can now talk like Jerry and Steven on this radio station of how there's less pie to go around. Welcome to Dallas, San Francisco. Welcome to DFW.
That's the problem that you have when you pay a quarterback.
That old rule, and you've talked about it for years, you don't pay good elite.
Good thing San Francisco didn't.
And Dak Prescott is good. He's not elite. Brock Purdy, Bobby Bell is about to, I guess, take control back of his segment.
I like Purdy a lot.
I do too.
He's not an elite quarterback.
I don't believe he's a game manager. I've said it for years.
He's way more than a game manager.
He makes impressive enough throws that he's not a bus driver.
Nope, at all. He's a really, really good quarterback. Is he going to win a playoff series or a playoff game or a Super Bowl?
You know, he could be on a team that wins one.
He absolutely could be on a team that wins one. He also can
But there's a way we say that. Games. There's a way we say that. Is he going to win it? Or will he be on a team? Like, when we say you're on a team that wins it, that's a backhanded compliment.
Like, he slapped his name on the group project.
It is, but
not to that degree, but yeah.
He can have a game where he wins it for you in the playoffs.
No doubt.
Like, there's no doubt about that. He could also be on a team that wins a game that, you know, won, that could have won with a dozen quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Yeah, I think if you look at Brock Purdy, there's no question that is a slam dunk top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Like, and I think that if you look at every single metric that we have, whether it be statistical or, you know, advanced analytics, or you want to look at just tape study or different things like that, Purdy is right near the top probably 5 to 8 quarterbacks on any given day in every single category. Like, he will be I can be the bus driver, I can be the beat you with the deep ball, I can slice you up in the short and intermediate game, I can execute a game plan, I can just say, all right, I'm taking over, I'm making checks at the line of scrimmage, I'm calling what we're doing here. He's shown he can do every single last bit of that. He is, to me, the new era Dak Prescott, which is the question of, I think he's become a similar litmus test of just, are you pigeonholing what he was or what you thought of him when he first entered the league, or have you correctly adjusted and said, no, he's shown enough to say he's a difference maker? And to me, Brock Purdy's a difference maker. Is he Mahomes? No. Is he Josh Allen? No. But he's right there in the group that's right behind that very top of Allen, Burrow, Mahomes. To me, that's right where he is.
I agree.
So you think he's right below those three?
Yeah, I think he's in that tier where those guys kind of jockey.
All right, so you don't think
any given day, those guys, he can be as high as the fourth or fifth best quarterback in the NFL on any given week.
I would have paid him just because of the fear factor. Without the year before, he was 31-11 touchdowns to picks. Last year, he was 20-11. He missed two games. The year before, he played 16. Last year, he played 15. So the numbers were definitely down. They were down by 600 yards in yardage. Duh. He was down 600 yards there. He was down a yard per completion, 11 less touchdowns, one more interception. And the QB rating went from 73 to 68.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I'd have paid him. You can absolutely win with him. The idea that, I don't know that I put him as the fourth best quarterback.
Only quarterback in the NFL the last 3 years who's had a 67.5 QBR or higher. Only one.
Now, hang on. Let me RJ Choppy you here. Let me put you in a corner.
It's easy to do.
You would not have paid Dak that money again. You would not have given Dak 60 a year, correct?
What, the most recent one?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
All right, what's the difference here?
More of a sample.
What? More of a sample with who?
With Dak. We've got more.
Oh, okay. More unknown with Purdy.
More unknown.
Oh,
we've seen the Dak book, the story.
Okay.
You know, so like I would have at that point said, quarterback, if you haven't made one by now, history says you're never going to make one.
All right, I got you.
What do you need? What more do you need to know about Purdy?
He doesn't need anything.
No, I don't need to.
No, but I'm saying, like, that was, what was the difference between, you're saying that
he's seen enough of Dak to have more of a narrative.
Okay.
Purdy, there's more I know. By the way, if you all watch on the fan cam, here's a Bobby Tell. Like when he plays with his hat and he like twirls.
Now this is what I'm itching
he's
crazy.
He's getting ready to come for you and he does the eye flutter. He's getting ready to come for you, but there was nothing to come for, just like Sandler.
That's right. So yeah, so like I know. My thought, the whole thing with Dak is like.
But he does it like he's doing this, he's like. He's asking the innocent question for you to walk into, and then he's getting ready to pounce.
There yeah, like the whole thing with Dak is like we're looking at it like the only quarterbacks who make their first Super Bowl as late in their career as Dak is like Stafford, Ryan, Manning. Like it just doesn't happen where they make their
it's
first one.
It's also historically the smallest sample size we have of any professional
for
sports.
For sure, absolutely.
Like Super Bowl era is the shortest era we have of any of these others.
No doubt. So it's just difficult like if you're Dak and you're in your 30s and you've never made a conference championship game to – think that something's going to magically change. That's why I wouldn't have with Dak.
I just think that if you're talking about the top of the market, $60 million, and Purdy's not even coming in at the reset, Purdy's not coming in equal to, Purdy's not even coming in at the deals that have come in behind Dak since then, that's a deal.
Does it make Dak look and feel worse that no one has matched or topped it?
Allen did. The Allen deal made it look worse.
Yeah.
The Purdy's probably not nearly as much because... You can make an argument that says, all right, there's some reason that they want to keep... He basically jumped on at the end of 22. I mean, it was still the last six games of the year or whatever it was. But you're essentially saying, some people would say, Purdy's giving you 2 years and one of them is a losing year. It's essentially all you've got.
Yeah.
I think it's a bad argument, but I at least could see where the market would dictate, well, we got to see a little more. You haven't shown us anything yet. Whereas Allen, the fact that Allen came in below that looks worse. That looks like he cut them a deal that Dak wasn't willing to cut. Now, this could be the terrifying thing for Dallas to consider, and I don't think it is this, but it's the terrifying thing for them to consider, is that they did issue the market correction. If you're the one who issued the market correction on the quarterback position when no one else had before in 30 years of the salary cap, that's bad. That's going to be a bad thing that's going to have to sit around your neck for a while. And that would be an area of concern, I think, for them. All right. Really quickly, in the last couple minutes that we have here, let's talk about the Las Vegas Raiders. I wanted to talk about this for a little bit now. What the hell does Tom Brady do?
I thought everything.
Yeah.
I was reading before the draft, everything.
Depends on who you're talking to and when you're talking to him. There was Brady super involved. He's involved in everything. Then Brady, well, guys, look, I'm not really involved in much at all. Like, I'm not making decisions. What are you talking about? And then Pete Carroll this last week was like, boy, Brady's really everything. I mean, he's touching everything right now. Well, the Athletic has...
And then as soon as Shador gets passed, no! Yeah. I'm not around. No, I have nothing
to do with this.
I mentored him, then dodged him. That's not me.
I'm just a dude. Who am I? But a humble servant to the Las Vegas Raiders. Exactly. All right, so there is an article up at the Athletic on the Raiders' new GM, John Spytek, who was brought over from... the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That sounds like some Brady influence right there. This is a guy that he had gotten close to while he was in Tampa Bay that had worked in their personnel department. They have what is one of the oddest relationships in the NFL, it sounds like. Or this just stuns me that this is Brady's approach. So the Athletic's talking about how close they are and how Spytek is like... According to this profile, that's what his name is. S-P-Y-T-E-K.
Sounds like something out of like Terminator.
Sounds like the Patriots scandal.
Spygate. Yeah. There's that. The thing that's funny about this is that, according to this article, he is keeping Tom Brady updated on everything the Raiders are doing. So, again, now the GM in this profile piece, they're saying he keeps him up to date on everything they're doing. The problem is, how much does Brady actually push back or do anything? It says that Spytek says Brady asks many questions but has not objected to anything. His typical response is, cool, babe, trust you. Is Tom Brady's typical response to anything the Raiders are doing.
Who let that out? Spytek?
Yep. Sometimes cool, they just babe. Talk about what's happening in the league. He's as consumed with it as I am. And our love affair with the game is what we have most in common. But, man, I would be pretty upset if I was Tom Brady and you let out that my response to you on everything is, cool, babe, let trust
have,
you.
Let me have the mic for a second. Fan cam, zoom in.
I'm Get looking, it, Aiden, right here.
I'm looking right at you, Peyton Russell.
Yes.
Do you know what this is a result of?
Nope.
You know what guys do this? FaceTime bros. Oh. Tom Brady is known to be a freaking FaceTimer.
And he's rich.
For all his bros.
He is rich.
And you do the same thing.
You do.
And I'm rich.
Without being rich.
You're not rich.
Yes. You're rich in
New bathroom. Your new bathroom, Rich.
Half mustache.
Your
looks.
New bathroom, Rich.
That's what you're rich in. Stop FaceTiming your bros for random. Me and Bobby's texts don't work to each other. Okay? I thought about doing the FaceTime audio or the Instagram. If it was an Instagram call or a FaceTime call, I was not going to do it. If we didn't communicate for what we needed to communicate for, it just wouldn't have happened. I'm not FaceTiming them. You don't FaceTime your boys like that.
Yeah.
Unless it's a drunk college reunion and y'all haven't talked for a long time. Tom Brady's a FaceTimer.
Imagine how
babe.
Raiders emails have changed over the years. Remember Gruden's emails? We've gone from Gruden emails
to cool babe, love you.
Yeah.
Trust you.
It's a big
both
change.
Both inappropriate.
It's a big change. Yes. Big change.
B-Lo.
B-Bell.
Every single day at this time. Peyton's food. Hi,
oh,
Peyton.
Oh, Sean. Yeah. Oh,
look at that. He gave me the old Steve Smith view.
FaceTime. I gave the Steve?
He did. He had the phone down here.
Peyton gave me the Steve Smith. All right, there it is. Monday edition to start off your week. Thanks for being a total that stands for turn it on, leave it on. Does Vegas think it's the Dallas Stars Stanley Cup to lose? And we have a drinking buddy for Luca this offseason. Final hour of the show.
I hope it's of the week.
I almost That'd said the week. I need to get away from my kids next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.